Hi there. I'm John Canning.
Yeah.
I'm the technical evangelist for eHome, Media Center Edition product in specific, and I'm the guy that gets to play with all the third parties.
Ooh.
I'm Charlie Owen, program manager. I'm his evil twin. So he gets all the fun and I get all the work. Or is it the other way around?
It's the other way around.
And you guys are on the Media Center team, right?
Right, we're on the Media Center team. You're looking at probably the two main people that are responsible for helping third parties understand how to integrate with Media Center. So between the two of us, we're out there evangelizing the platform, getting the SDK out. We even do development seminars and things like that. So people will see me at PDC, probably both Charlie and I at PDC, giving the talk about how to integrate with Media Center Edition.
Right. What is Media Center?
So glad you asked that. Media Center is actually Windows XP.
And don't be marketing with me.
This is the way
it is. You get confused with that all the time, but this is the
I got it. That's how they
it's
find the
freaky,
people.
But that's the way he is.
That's a,
freaky.
That's how they get the guys up on stage. If you talk like this, you get invited up on stage with Bill because he knows you're going to stay on that stage.
It's very frightening. I describe Media Center as Windows XP with more stuff. Specifically, that stuff being all the cool aspects of being able to get to your media and play your media by using something like a remote control.
Right.
I think the key point about Media Center is because we have a lot of power and functionality built into Windows, but it's always hard to get at. It's great with a mouse and keyboard, but when you just want to sit back, look at your pictures, listen to your music, it's a fractured experience. And so what we've done with Media Center, put it all in one thing.
Now, why do I want a computer in my living room?
Ah.
And how do I convince my wife that she wants a computer in the living room?
That's a really good question. And you know, a while ago, when you had boxes like those,
yep.
You wouldn't want those in your living room.
Right.
So what we set out on a mission about 3 years ago was to look at saying, first, let's build the power and functionality, and then work with the different PC manufacturers. So today, you find media centers that look more like a VCR. Some of them don't even have fans. And they fit very well in the living room.
Right.
And you leave them in a mode that is just driven by the remote control. Some media centers are going to be in the den because it's your powerhouse computer, and you're going to have something called a Media Center Extender in your living room, or you're going to be using your Xbox as a Media Center Extender. And all you're going to do is be using the remote control, and all you're going to do is interface with what we call the 10-foot version of the computer, which is that interface.
Oh, another third party calling.
We take phone calls, too. We're in the middle of Channel 9.
We call this the third-party hotline. Kid you not.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to put a computer in the living room. The key thing to think about it is if you rip open any TiVo box or set-top box today, they're really computers.
Right.
You see hard drives, you see processors, you see graphics.
Do you have lights in here?
We have no lights. We can't afford them.
Much better.
So, you know, the real key is that people have to start thinking about it that, you know, what is a computer?
Yeah.
You know, it's the difference between your display technology with a piece of glass and the thing driving the piece of glass. And we're all about separating those two things. So one lives in one room, you know, one may live in another room.
I imagine that you guys have a tough job ahead of you because I used to sell VCRs and TVs and cameras in a Silicon Valley discount store. And the kind of person, out of 20 people who walked in the door, 19 of them would be appliance buyers, would be people who wanted, you know, a VCR to play tapes. And that's all they cared about. And you knew that was all they cared about, because if you visited their house, they'd have the blinking 12 clock on it, right? They didn't care about setting the clock to do other things, right? How are you guys going to get people to get over that appliance mentality in the home and want a machine that does a multitude of things,
which is
the power of the PC, right?
Right. I mean, the trick is that we didn't even start selling this thing. We did not sell it in the appliance section of Best Buy, for example. You know, when I literally, the first day we ever started shipping Media Centers, I was in CompUSA and sold 5 of them. And the reason I sold 5 of them, I was standing in the computer section with people that wanted to buy a new PC. And this is all about taking what we've already done with the PC and adding more to it. It's not about creating a brand new appliance. You know, I mean, if you want an appliance that only does, say, recording television, you're going to go buy a TiVo. You know, if you want something that's got the ability to do a bunch of different features and you may want to add to it over time, you're going to buy a PC. So it's really looking at the market of people that are starting to upgrade their technology. They're going to go buy a new PC, and they want to do more things.
Right.
I mean, if you do feature by feature, it's not the way to sell a product. You know, when the consumer comes into a store and says, I want to do these things, it's more scenarios, right? It's the, I want to do these kind of things. Well, do you want it all in one box? Well, yeah. All right, well, then you look at this product.
Yeah.
You know, some people, if they want to record just DVDs or play DVDs, why buy one of those? That's not the point.
Right.
I mean, the other thing about it is it's choice. I mean, you've got a lot of different ways for partners to integrate into the product, and you get to get your content from a lot of different sources. I mean, it's really the neat thing about it is it takes the traditional cable TV pipe and the internet pipe. Well, the younger crowd, meaning younger than me and John, maybe not John, but younger than me, typically gets a lot of their entertainment content from the web today, and that's fundamentally changing.
Right.
So the nice thing about the Media Center PC is it brings both the traditional broadcast pipe and the internet pipe into the same box and allows you to mix and match seamlessly between them. Or, for example, being able to go to Reuters and watch news, but at the same time look up the weather from MSN News. So it's really, really cool to be able to mix and match a lot of these entertainment styles. I think we have a hard time convincing people that have not been experienced to a digital lifestyle. Why should they trade in their VCR for a Media Center PC? But
yeah,
for the younger generation, they get it. They knock it out. They love it. They just start glomming onto that.
Yeah, I imagine that you guys are seeing changes in the entertainment room, right? Mm-hmm. In the living room. I'm thinking of buying a plasma screen or a DLP projector. So one trend is the screens are getting bigger.
And they're getting crisper. I mean, you know, I always get that people are like, why would I want to put my desktop on the television? It looks terrible. Well, you know, you throw it on a high-resolution display, it doesn't look so bad. And you start blurring those lines. I mean, I think, you know, the fun thing for us is we're all about blurring the lines between what people think are traditional media and traditional devices doing that media and what you see today. I work with a lot of companies out of the entertainment industry, and, you know, the distinction between TV that's delivered via IP or via a cable or satellite is starting to blur, and the lines of what device does what is start to blur. I mean, cell phones, you know, it doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah.
So that's the fun of it, right, is that we worked with companies where they have online properties and broadcast properties, and they're mixing them.
Yeah.
And they're being able to design what they want to. So we work with, like, Discovery Television. They've created this branded look and feel to their channels that you can sit there and tune back and forth, but also you can set recordings or you can go watch high-def previews and things like that. So it's kind of the big mixing pot of different kinds of services. I mean, you know, and like I said, the younger generations are all about that, you know. They like chatting while they're watching TV.
Yeah.
You know, most of us can't, you know, do one or the other, you know. But
I repeat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is actually one thing I noticed. You have a tablet PC here.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking to build a living room that has some device that sits on the coffee table that works with the Media Center? Because that just makes so much intuitive sense to me to have some sort of device that you hold close to you that you interact with, and then you have a screen.
Well,
device.
So Nivius, for example, which is one of the PC manufacturers that ships Media Centers, and, you know, very nice Media Centers. The fanless, beautiful, you know, black, looks like a giant heatsink sort of Media Center. Also came out with a pocket PC remote control interface to the Media Center. We're seeing different companies innovating in different directions. You know, you can certainly pick up a tablet or something like that and work with Media Center. So you've got a number of different companies going in different directions. I mean, the nice thing is there is no one answer here, right? I mean, you know, some people like you are going to want maybe, you know, your laptop and your Media Center in the living room and do something. Some people are going to want just a remote control and that's it. But we see a lot of fun innovations. I mean, there's a company called Orb that is doing things like accessing all your media in your home while you're on the road. And, you know, so you have your music collection and your recorded TV shows and you're in a hotel room and you want to get access to it over the internet.
Great. So next week when I'm at the VS Live conference and I record West Wing, I could actually watch it in my hotel.
Absolutely. Room. Absolutely.
That's really cool.
You know, and and I'm just a couple of companies off the top of my head. And what we're really trying to do, Charlie and I's focus is we're just trying to get the message of the platform out there. We work with community sites. We work with the SD, you know, partners who want to work with the SDK. Our fervent hope is there's going to be a whole lot more people than we ever know about downloading the SDK and doing fun things on Media Center. We've been amazed at the kind of things that people send us in the mail and say, hey, look at this. This is what I've done. And
I've already seen an RSS news aggregator, right?
I've seen a RSS news aggregator. You know, I've seen guys take their RSS feed from Netflix, for example, and create an interface so they can see what movies they've rented on Netflix. And that's why Netflix created the RSS feed. They said, that's great. You know, you look at the development kits that other companies have, because the model is being able to take the web-based technologies and interface into Media Center, almost anybody can do it. You know, I'm waiting to see what the college students do.
Right.
You know, somebody wants to go ahead and code a browser for Media Center environment. You're welcome to do it.
The really nice thing I really like is the fact that it is Windows. I mean, you've got all this great 10-foot UI and being able to drive that experience, but when we talk about HD displays or high resolution, much more like computer monitors than our old TVs, the power of Windows as a development platform, and then we've got even more development platforms, specifically 10-foot UI, it really opens up the entire house to allow for any partner to innovate and create new experiences.
Right. What kind of box is this that we're looking at?
These are Dell boxes that build it your own, that got the SDK and got the operating system and cards like that, so they're not currently shipping boxes, I guess.
But, right. So you can hook a Media Center up to a computer screen, you can hook it up to...
That's the great thing about it. It can be all things to all people, right?
Right.
It can be, you can have Media Center in a traditional desktop environment like this, or you can have it in a dual screen so that using my keyboard and mouse, looking up email can be here, but a TV next to it in a smaller apartment. Or you can have a dedicated device on an HD display or a projector. You can have a traditional desktop like this with the Media Center extender for Xbox or the Media Center extender, just putting the UI for Media Center in other rooms. So it's a great platform by which a lot of innovation can occur. And I love watching, again, what people are sending us.
That's an interesting use of it, because where I'm probably going to put – I have an office upstairs and a living room downstairs, right? Probably similar to most people's homes.
Yeah.
It might not be two floor. It might be on the same, you know, an office down the hall.
Yep.
You know, and you can bring your cable lines in there, put your Media Center in there, and then you have an Xbox, which a lot of people have.
Yep.
And then you can put an $80 box on that called an extender.
No. It's just a title that goes in the Xbox.
It's just a title.
Yeah. So
there's a title that ships with the remote control and a title that drops in there.
Oh.
So it's just like a game.
Wow.
So you drop the title in the Xbox. If you've got your Xbox hooked up to a network, so if you're doing Xbox Live, you've already done that, it discovers the Media Center on the network, and all the Media Center functionality is through your Xbox at that point.
Wow.
So there's no extra hardware. So if you already have an Xbox in the living room, it's already connected to a network, and you can, that network's connected to your PC,
right?
You're done.
Now you said all the functionality. That's not some of the display is not quite as the same, right?
You get the 10-foot display of Media Center, and what you get is so that we work very hard with our third-party partners to make sure that their services work also in that environment, as well as so all the media, the television. Now the output. With the output that supports on the Xbox, they don't support like 1080p, for example, so you're not going to be doing high-definition television output out of this yet.
Okay.
But, you know, the V1 of the product for the extender, so you can imagine the evolutions that that's going to go through. But it gives you the capabilities of having all that. So especially if you're a parent and you don't want to put the full PC experience down in the living room, you can put an Xbox or an extender in there, and they can't even get to the desktop. So now it's just all about consumption. There's no breaking the PC, you know, if your three-year-old grabs the remote.
Yeah.
So in my house, for example, I'm like you. I have a home office downstairs. Our Media Center PC with our digital cable set-top boxes and everything is downstairs. We use it as a traditional PC. We We rarely run Media Center on that box except when my wife's scrapbooking. She'll be listening to TV or listening to music. But it's pretty much a traditional PC down the home office.
So you can run Excel on it.
I run Excel, I VPN to Microsoft,
Photoshop,
check my email, Photoshop, all that type of stuff.
Okay.
I used it the other day to take a couple of screen grabs of a TV show to illustrate some things that we might want to do at our church as far as like staging and stuff. So it's a great tool. We even can grab screenshots of things to help illustrate in our personal life. But anyway, it's a traditional, for all intents and purposes, it's a traditional PC down the home office.
Right.
And because I don't want to have that loud PC upstairs, and I don't need another PC upstairs, we have a Media Center Extender upstairs, and we drive all of our entertainment. And the way I kind of look at it with Media Center Extender, it tastes great, but it's less filling. Right? It's a slim, it's a small box. It doesn't have all the swoopy, is probably the best term I've ever heard him use. It's all swoopy, but you get all the benefit of all the Media Center interfaces as well as the third-party extension. So you can rent a movie from MovieLink or CinemaNow or listen to MSN Music or Napster on your extender. We've done a lot of things to make sure that those partner experiences work on extender. And that kind of separates us from a lot of the other platforms out there for this living room PC or the TiVo or the other ones, is because we do have this remoting story. We even got another Xbox extender because I had an Xbox and now I've dual-purposed it, right? I can sit there and play Halo 2, but I also can pop in my extender title and watch TV or listen to music or Napster or whatever.
Okay.
So for those people that say, I don't want to put a PC in my living room, absolutely fine, don't do it.
Yeah.
The great thing about it is our platform is that robust that you can do that. You can put the PC, the really nice form factor, HDTV, blow it out, projector, 128 screen, but you can also use it as a traditional PC and a lightweight device elsewhere in the house that gives you all the benefits of Media Center without having to put the PC, and that's really the power.
Now, through the extender, you can't do the standard PC stuff, right?
No.
It's
a dedicated device that remotes only the Media Center experience.
You could have just the remote in the living room. So no keyboard, no mouse, you don't have to worry about any of that. And all the Media Center experiences and the third-party stuff is driven by that remote.
Right.
So that's the, if you want another PC experience, you're going to do terminal services, you're going to set up the PC station. But this kind of separates out, again, removes the what's driving the glass from the glass.
Right.
We're excited. I mean, we're loving to see the community and what they're building around this. People should realize that they can download the SDK today, never talk to anybody at Microsoft, publish something on their own website that says the greatest app for Media Center, and consumers that care can add it to it. They can go to community sites like thegreenbutton.com and they can find cool plugins. So it's not limited to just the kinds of things that somebody can see promoted through an online spotlight. It's whatever people want to imagine they can add.
So how do I get a Media Center? I go to Dell or any store?
There's a bunch of different ways to get a Media Center. There is go to your traditional big name PC manufacturers, so HP, Dell, Sony. You can go to Alienware if you like their gaming PCs. You can go to the Best Buy, Circuit Cities, Tweeters. So you can have a full range there. The new Tweeter store that launched in Las Vegas is all built around these, digital home concepts. So you can go in there and you can see Media Center, but you can see the $7,000 Media Center system and the $20,000 sound system, and you can see it all put together. Or you can go to any one of
the... That's a little out of my budget.
Hit mine.
So how about $259?
For what?
So one of the companies here in Seattle, in Redmond, for example, which is what we call like System Builder, Hard Drives Northwest, or one of these guys, Bob's House of Computers, was selling the OS, a remote control, a receiver, and a tournament card for $259.
Okay.
So
you can upgrade your existing PC to be a Media Center.
Yeah, so if the hobbyist really wants to upgrade, they can go work with any one of those companies, go buy the necessary components, or you can go buy a fully complete system. So it allows...
The prices were on fully complete systems are running from $800.
Even less than that. I mean, you can get from, I think, Dell today, you can upgrade to Media Center. You may not get a TV tuner or remote, but you can get the full UI for like $39 on top of their entry-level system. Okay. So that brings the total price to like $522. Now, yeah. If you add in a TV tuner, add in a dual TV tuner or whatever, you're going to be running in the $700 to $800 range, but certainly well less than $1,000 to get a fully functional Media Center PC that does everything that you would need it to do. Fully
featured. Do you need to do anything different with your satellite dish or your cable dish?
So
or
the way the
cable system.
Yeah, I mean, the way the Media Center works is very similar to a lot of other devices, like a TiVo device, where you have your satellite box or your cable box and then a Media Center, and what it's doing is IR blasting it or slaving that cable box. Right. So the Media Center has a step-by-step walkthrough when you first set it up to learn the box, identify the service, and then it slaves that box. So it's just basically putting it in the chain of devices. You know, if you have a cable-ready TV and you don't use a satellite box or cable box, it's even simpler. So the thing about Media Center is we don't know what kind of television you're going to plug it into. You may be interested in high-definition off-air services. You can buy a Media Center that supports that. You may be interested in, you know, just plugging in your cable service. Or, like Charlie said, maybe you don't care about TV. Maybe you only like the pictures, the music, the other kinds of services, IP services like MovieLink or CinemaNow. You may buy one without a tuner at all.
Interesting. So you can actually, there's a downloadable part of the service system because it hooks into your internet.
Actually, yeah. it's a full PC, so it's using Windows networking underneath, and traditional services that you could find out on the web today, like a MovieLink or a Napster or MSN Music, they're starting to build services that also have it or plugged into Media Center. So now you can go listen to your Napster music through Media Center with a remote control. You can go rent a movie from CinemaNow. You can go look at news feeds from Reuters. You can go read your RSS stuff from NewsGator. So our job is to work with those kind of companies to facilitate them designing for this environment. We try to make it as simple as possible by just leveraging web technologies.
That's important to note, because the nice thing about Media Center development work is that we didn't reinvent the wheel for developers, right? We could have gone out and created this whole new brand new thing, forced them to learn a new programming language, a new API or something like that to develop for Media Center. Instead, we kind of took the opposite track of a typical Microsoft way of doing things and said, let's just leverage all the great web technologies that are out there today. So all of the applications that you see in Media Center that are third party are built upon traditional web, HTML, JScript, VBScript, ASP, ASP.NET, PHP, all those things. We've got a wide variety of partners that use a wide variety of web technologies to deliver that experience. And if you download the SDK and get it, you'll notice that we put all that in there, and it's really, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Anybody can begin developing for this today,
right,
and begin to offer a service. And the one great thing about it, I love to see, some things that I'm passionate about is seeing third-party people that I don't even know, that our team is not even engaged with,
right,
putting things out there for the world to use and see and leverage. I think it's great, and that's what really gets my motor running. For example, the green button here, they've already built an interface that allows you to go out and discover, view their community, view their forums, view their services. There's like four different weather applications, slightly different, that give you a slightly different way of being able to check out the weather the first thing when you get up in the morning, for example. And it's really cool to see that kind of innovation happening beyond what we can actually drive third parties to do. It just seems to happen, and that's really fantastic.